Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch and I'm sitting here with Jason Lipschutz.
What's up, man?
And Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And we have a special Song of the Summer edition, the Must Hear Music Podcast we're going to do this week. We've done this before. I think we've done it both before and after the summer. And now I guess it's not really post-summer yet, but summer's winding down.
Yeah.
The end is in sight.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be going back to school or putting jackets on, whatever happens
People
in September.
Back to school shopping.
Anyways, well, let's talk about songs of the summer. So Drake, our good friend Drake, he's not a good friend, we've never met him, but In My Feelings, thanks to Shiggy, is now in the lead for Song of the Summer.
That's true.
Which took over from Cardi B, I Like It. How do we feel about that? How do we feel about Drake taking Song of the Summer from Cardi B?
I want Lindsay to start because she talked about this song on the
Today
Show. Yeah, so I want to get the media expert, Lindsay Havens, opinion first.
I think it makes perfect sense for a Song of Summer. It signals exactly what it has been in the past and should be, in that it's all over the internet. It has many facets to it where it's not just a song you listen to, but there's a dance with it and you can sort of interact with it as well. And I think that's, I mean, because of Shiggy, that's why it's exploding in the way it is. Mm-hmm. But what I think is interesting is that originally we were thinking Nice for What would be the song of summer, and Drake just replaced himself pretty seamlessly for that title.
Well, and that wasn't even like, I think his intention was for Nice for What to be like, if not the song of the summer, but definitely the hit from his new album.
Yeah.
But the Shiggy viral challenge like totally changed it. Like they changed their marketing strategy after that started picking up social media steam.
Yeah.
What's interesting to me is In My Feelings is like, when you think about it, it's a pretty weird song. Like it has a pretty straightforward hook, which has lent itself to the viral challenge. But if you think about the progression of that song, like it basically starts chorus, verse, chorus, and then it just has this insane breakdown.
Yeah.
And it's
shout out Big Frida.
Yeah, well, yeah, and City Girls, and no, I mean, I think it's just and Nice for What kind of functions along the same line because it kind of stops midway through and has the call and response part.
Yeah,
but yeah, In My Feelings is just like people think of the hook, but the structure of the song, especially for a song in the summer, is so bizarre.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And yeah, Nice for What's definitely more polished. It seems more like the obvious single. But yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we live in a time where, I mean, it's just also so weird. You know, like Shiggy is like who expect that like Shiggy would change the course of Song of the Summer? Like,
yeah,
so powerful.
I mean, the answer is literally no one. No one was, you know, like we all know that like viral challenges are a thing, but I think it's still, you know, and of course there's people like Ciara who release a song and the viral challenge is like very
built into it.
Yeah, yeah, it's part of the strategy from the start. But this was not the case. Like Drake wasn't like, you know, there was no like behind closed doors deals. Like this was just a super random thing that like took off.
Yeah.
Which seems like the most effective way, really. You know, like I know there have been a number of viral challenges that have been kind of record industry planted, and some of them have done well, but they just haven't worked as well as the more organic ones.
I mean, I think that the song that actually kind of got shrugged off the most, because Nice For What, like, was number one for multiple weeks before In My Feelings came along, but the one that got kind of shrugged off was I'm Upset, because that was like, he had just put out the Degrassi featuring video right before Scorpion came out. Everybody was kind of talking about that for like a week and a half, and then In My Feelings just exploded.
But getting back to Cardi, I mean, I'm kind, you know, whatever, I like it, it's still like a huge song, so it's not like it's a victim in this race. But I am sad that that won't be the official song of the summer, because I think that's a much more satisfying song personally. You know, I think it's just a great sample. She sounds like she's having a blast on it. I love the "he's so handsome, what's his name" line. I mean, there's people in, you know, it's like, also it's a bilingual hit. That's like a rare, I mean, I guess we just had Despacito, but historically speaking, that's a pretty rare thing. But yeah, I mean, In My Feelings is cool. I mean, am I like thrilled about it as like song of the summer? Like, eh. You know, I feel like there are years where there's like a song that's technically the song of the summer.
Yeah.
But like 3 years from now, am I going to look back and be like, oh, that In My Feelings? Like, I'll probably think more like, oh, those like videos were really fun.
But I think
You know, the song itself, maybe not as, you know, as much nostalgic heartstring tugging.
I mean, I think you'll think of it more because of the videos and because of like that kind of movement than, you know, like One Dance 2 years ago was the song of the summer, and that song was insanely huge, but it doesn't really have that kind of cultural cachet looking back. It was just like a really good Drake song, but... yeah, I mean, I think that we'll look back on In My Feelings and just like, oh, yeah, this kind of organic, huge viral sensation.
Right. Sort of like Song of the Summer, Call Me Maybe.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Which was like very much buoyed by like all the like YouTube covers and people dancing to it and whatever.
And that's kind of why I like In My Feelings as like a Song of the Summer. I know it's like a little unorthodox, but I think we'll look back on the summer of 2018 and be like, oh yeah, the Drake In My Feelings, like, well, you know, people, all these celebrities doing these videos and people doing these kind of dance challenges. I don't know, like, I like it. I think it's a cool song, but like, I don't know, like, it hasn't really defined the summer to me.
Yeah, it feels more summery though.
It does, yeah.
But then I went down a weird path in my mind. I was trying to think, if people did the In My Feelings challenge in the winter, it wouldn't have worked.
Wow.
Or maybe the snow would have been nice to jump into.
I think
car.
If anything, yeah, that would
I don't
be
know.
Safer.
Safer, like, yes, as fun.
The nice fluffy pile of snow versus hard pavement.
Yeah, to each their own.
The best one, though, is just the where they're like the cows doing it and someone just opens their door and the cow's walking alongside the car.
I haven't seen that one yet.
It's so good.
My favorite is the Will Smith one where he's on
that
top.
One's just crazy.
Yeah, and my favorite part of it is like he acts like it isn't staged. He like the whole point of it is that he wakes up and he's like, I'm gonna do this, but like there's like a camera on a helicopter that pulls back from the ridge. It's like clearly this is not
this
a, spur
is a full
of the
day's
moment.
Event.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel silly saying let's listen to it, but I guess that's what we do on the podcast.
Yeah.
So let's listen to this song that maybe you've heard before.
Maybe not.
In My
maybe
Feelings. Not. Here it is. All right, if you've somehow gone the entirety of the last, I guess when did it come out? 2 months ago? Month and a half ago?
Yeah.
Month and a half ago.
If you've gone the last 6 weeks with somehow not hearing that inescapable song, well, you just heard it. let's go before we kind of run through the rest of the official runner-ups for Song of the Summer. Let's talk about our dark horse picks. Or dark horse is the wrong term. More like personal picks, kind of like underground, less celebrated. Song of the Summer. choices. I think, Jason, you had an interesting one.
Oh, yeah. So I picked Backstreet Boys' Don't Go Breaking My Heart, which is, you know, we've talked about it in the office. I don't know if we've, I think we've written about it, maybe? Yeah, the Backstreet Boys' biggest hit in 13 years since Incomplete in 2005. Just a really good song. It's funny. My wife and I were driving, and it came on the radio, and she asked if it was the 1975. And I was like, no, but that's an interesting question.
That's an odd,
Yeah. I mean, it's incredibly poppy, but it's also just like really, you know, it has this kind of quality that kind of transcends the Backstreet Boys and their legacy and what you think of as like a Backstreet Boys song. It's just, it fits, you know, I think that it doesn't really fit too well with like where top 40's at, but it fits rather seamlessly with modern pop in general. So
yeah, Backstreet
I really don't Boys. Think I've heard that song.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Shaking my head. Yeah, wow. Thanks for preparing for this podcast. And thanks for being an active participant.
You're welcome.
In pop
this is, this is like the sequel for when I was like a couple months ago when I was gushing about a song and Lindsay just yawned as I was talking. That was really good.
Yeah, this is part two.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up because I don't have the names off the top of my head. But I think, I like this song. I think it's interesting. I think one of the most interesting things about it is, here I am on my quickly Googling something. Is the songwriters and producers. So, I mean, Ray Bell, who, you know, we love here in podcast, is one of the co-writers, and he's been behind a number of fantastic songs. But also, what's super odd is the two other co-writers and the producers of the song, Stuart Crichton and Jamie Hartman, have been around forever. I mean, and that's not weird. It's not weird for the Backstreet Boys to be working with someone from the 90s, but this is... They've kind of had a bit of a renaissance. They worked on Kesha's recent album.
Yeah.
And this is a pretty modern-ish sounding song. But their last big hit prior to this was Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Wow.
Which is like such a crazy thing. Yeah. Like the songs don't really sound anything alike. So just to imagine that like massive gap, going from that Kylie Minogue smash to this, you know, 15, 16 years later.
Later, yeah.
It's pretty wild. So
I love
wild
it.
Career
Backstreet
for
Boys.
Them. But yeah, it's a good tune. So let's listen to it. We've got Backstreet Boys, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, No Relation to Elton John, Kiki D. And here it is. Out of love with you. That's not what love's supposed to do. All right, that was Backstreet Boys. Lindsay, you have a pick as well for your song of the summer. So why don't you tell us what it is?
Yeah, so I chose Childish Gambino's This Is America. I wouldn't even say it's my pick of summer, but I do want to talk about it because I think it's interesting. Like when we did our print feature on what we think it might be, the song had just come out, so we just put it in the intro as a potential contender. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it fell off sooner than expected.
I mean, it's so contingent on the video, I feel like, the interest for it.
Yeah, which is, I mean, that's just an interesting look, though, because you have someone like Drake, whose songs have also been really contingent on their videos. And, you know, even during Music Video Week, I was talking to a lot of people about this one. And
I like how you say Music Video Week, like anyone listening knows what that is.
Nationally known Music Video Week. Here at Billboard, we had Music Video Week a few
weeks
ago.
People have off work. It's like a federal holiday.
I took a week off, the whole Music Video Week.
Like, what are you doing with your family this Music Video Week?
We're going to watch,
no follow-up to that.
I just pictured a bunch of families sitting around for a week watching music videos, but... Yeah, so I picked this song just because I was surprised by how quickly it seemed to fall off.
You chose it just to kind of insult it, basically.
No, I just want to remind people that this is a really strong song still. And I mean, sure, Drake's music videos, he's giving out money, and there's a lot of female celebrities in one. But this one it was just super powerful.
More resonant, definitely.
Yeah. The two singles that he followed it up with did not have the same appeal, but yeah, I don't know. I was just surprised by how quickly it came and went.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard this song, Lindsay.
Oh, touche.
I'm kidding. Yeah, no, this is, yeah, definitely defining song of the summer. I think part of the reason why it feels like it came and went was because so much of that impact was tied to its video.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of like a song that's always on radio or is at the top of the streaming charts, I guess it did do extremely well on streaming. But like, yeah, I think because, you know, it's more tied to the visual, you're not necessarily thinking about it like a month and a half later.
Yeah. Separately from that, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at, so we have, on Billboard.com, our summer songs chart, which kind of tracks cumulative.
Yep.
Thank you for doing that for me. Just, you know, like in terms of, I don't even want to get into the ranking. It's way too much. But
was your,
I
love like this. The fact that he's not even on it, right?
Yes, that's what I'm trying. Wow, I'm just flailing right now. Yeah, I mean, so that song topped the Hot 100 early this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the summer songs chart right now is at, you know, there's the top 20 of the most popular songs this summer, and it's not even in there, which, yeah, speaks to the fact that, sure, it, like, hit number one, but it dropped off. You know, and I guess it's an unusual song, too. We talked yeah. about this on the podcast. It switches up musically pretty, words are just not coming out of my mouth.
It's good.
It's jarring.
It's very
stylistic
good, yeah.
switches during the song are pretty jarring. It's not really, like, radio-friendly fare. So even though it's super interesting and compelling... yeah, this is just not the kind of thing that's going to, like, be a lasting radio staple.
I do think it's going to be a huge Grammy player, though.
Yeah, and I think at the mm-hmm. end of the year when people that's are doing, point. Like, best songs of the year, like, this will be, I would say, in most publications, top 10 for yeah. sure. I don't see how it could not be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and it's totally interesting, too, because when you think of, like, the most important songs of the year, this
has to come to mind.
Yeah, it definitely comes to mind even more so than a lot of the stuff that is on our like summer songs list, which, you know, I don't want to call anything out to like shade it, but like a lot of this stuff, you're like looking over it and you're kind of like, oh yeah, that is a song that's out right now. It's not stuff that anyone would ever be like, oh, it's my favorite song, but you're like, yes, that is a song that plays in the background quite frequently.
So like Song of Summer is the equivalent of a summer fling. Good at the moment.
Wow.
Not lasting. Childish Gambino's This Is America is like, that's the song you want to date yeah. long term. You
you're
know?
Like, oh,
settle down with.
Yeah.
Or you're like, that was the person, like, you think of them, like, wow, dating them really made an impact on my life.
Totally.
Versus those people where you're like, oh, yeah, I dated them. I forgot about that.
For a few fun months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad we
like
cleared
this.
That up.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how to. To make it a little bit more serious, I mean, it's just, you know, the fact that this resonated as deeply as it did, like, I think speaks to the hunger for, you know, listeners to hear something and see something that really resonates with mm-hmm. them from a political and social standpoint. And, you know, obviously, I think it's a great song, and this song really grew on me over its lifespan. But I think that, you know, even more so than, like, the shocking nature of the video, I think that people really picked up on something that Donald Glover was saying here. So
yeah, I mean, internationally, not to just keep talking about this one song, but like other country, like people in other countries would do like This Is Afghanistan.
Yeah,
and they would like
exactly.
create a video that like spoke to their conditions,
yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is, you know, that's like the biggest compliment is someone mm-hmm. taking your piece of art and, you know, imitating it because it speaks to them so deeply.
Right.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's listen to a little bit of it. Childish Gambino, song is This Is America. And it's Lindsay's favorite song of summer 2018.
Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah.
All right, that was Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, a.k.a.
What else?
Lando
got?
Calrissian. I don't know. Speaking of which, I liked that Solo Star Wars movie. I thought it was everyone, no one saw
speaking
it. No one liked it.
Which.
I thought it was fun.
Speaking of which, I have not seen the Solo Star
Anyways,
Wars
Anyways, whatever. It gets a solid B-plus for me. Okay, well, I'm going to say, so my songs of the summer... Already forgot what they were. No, Shocking No One. I'm gonna pick Robin, Missing You. I think it's just a really lovely song. It's so great to have her back. It's that great combination of like heartbreak but dance. It's just one of those things I haven't gotten tired of, you know. And it's like we've said, it doesn't grab you as much as a Dancing on My Own, but it really stays with you. It grows very much in appeal. Now that we've sat with it for a while, do you guys have any additional Robin thoughts?
I mean, I agree. It's just great to have her back. I think that this is maybe like a B+ effort from Robin. Not even effort, but just in terms of comparing it to her greatest songs. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think it's quite there, but I think, you know, she's such a singular voice in pop music that anything that she does is going to be effective. So, yeah, love it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah, what about you, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think this is a very fitting pick for you. But overall as well, it makes sense.
Thanks, yeah.
You're welcome. I mean, just to echo what we said on the podcast where we talked about it, I don't think she necessarily came out as strong as she could have, but that's also because she didn't necessarily need to. It wasn't supposed to be some like grand comeback for her because she's been making music since her last album, just not in the same way. But I do think that another scorching, belting song from her is on the way.
Yeah.
Maybe Song of the Fall.
Song of the Fall, everyone's favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my other one is Teyana Taylor, WTP. Yeah. Not going to spell out what that actually is, but it's just like, I can't remember if we talked about it in this podcast, but
I don't think we did.
It's so good. It's such a good workout song. It's such a good running song. It's like a good listen to get hyped before you go out for the night. It's just an absolute banger. Like, and it has Mickey Blanco doing, basically playing the role of kind of, so if you've seen like Paris is Burning or more recently Pose, about the Harlem ballroom culture scene, he kind of plays, Mickey Blanco plays the role of the commentator. And there's literally at the end an audio snippet of Paris is Burning. And it's just a really like fun, queer, weird song. I've seen some drag queens do it in Brooklyn and they've done excellent, excellent performances to this song. And it's just like, it's so fast. By the time it's over, you're like, oh my God, that was just like such a jolt of energy. I want to listen to it immediately again.
The whole Teyana Taylor album is really
It was strong. Very solid. Yeah, yeah, I think that one, at least in terms of what I've returned to the most of those five Kanye albums, that's the one.
Yeah.
I think maybe Kids See Ghost was stronger overall, but like I think the Teyana Taylor is my favorite, is what I would say.
Fair.
It's funny how, even how you just said of the five, like I forever think of those albums as connected now. Mm-hmm, so even totally. You mentioning Teyana Taylor, I was thinking that Cudi or Kanye could have a Song of Summer easily, but the albums they put out, well, right now hearing it, you'd be like, no way. What they put out is just so different from standard radio or pop hits or even hip hop hits. But that being said, I still love those two albums very much, but no shot of Song of the Summer for them.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like all seven Pusha T songs on Daytona is also secretly my Song of the Summer.
Those
all
are good.
Seven.
Yeah.
All seven in a row.
The Nas Cop Shot the Kid is great, too. I've heard that a bit on the radio, actually, and that's a fantastic song. But anyways, let's listen to Teyana Taylor, WTP. Here it is.
Will you go deep in me? I will. In the sheets. I will. I will. I will. What this pussy? What this pussy? What this pussy? What this pussy? What this pussy?
fucking diva.
All right, so those are our picks. Let's return to a little bit of the official ones, though. So after the top two so far, Song of Summer has not been officially crowned, but so we've got Drake and Cardi B, I Like It. Then right now in spot number three is Cardi B again with Maroon 5, Girls
so
Like You.
Weird.
This song is everywhere.
Yeah.
What do we think about this song?
I don't mind it. I really don't.
I feel like that's a telling way. Like, I feel like I have like almost no thoughts on it. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, it's like, yeah, okay.
I don't love it. I don't love this song. I mean, I think that my least favorite thing about it is that the Cardi verse just seems so jammed in. And
yes, I'd
agree.
I don't think
that it's a knock against her or the rest of the song, but it's just like they don't go together at all to me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, it wasn't like Adam Levine and the band and Cardi were like knocking around in the studio for days and were like, you know what, that's literally what happened. Like, they had a song and her verse got recorded separately and then shoved into it.
Exactly.
So, and it does sound like that. But yeah, it's good. It's fine.
Yeah, it came up in one of our meetings. Just how surprising and funny it is that all these years later, Maroon 5 is still in the top three for a song.
Yeah,
summer.
I mean, they've had some crazy longevity, and I mean, you know, I think it helps. I mean, I guess was it starting with Wiz Khalifa payphone, like that they've, you know, like paired up with rappers to kind of ensure some continued
That's a great
chart
I don't
relevance.
Know when that started.
Yeah, I mean, they've had Cold with Future, they had Don't Want to Know with Kendrick. It's,
yeah, but like those ones
wild.
Weren't like. Or the Kendrick one, like, wasn't really a big chart hit.
It was. You're misremembering.
I feel like it fell off pretty fast.
It was a top 10 hit for a while.
Well, I guess I'm misremembering then.
The Future one, Cold, was less so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cold
collaborated
reception.
Collaborated with SZA this year, or last year.
Oh, yeah. I like that song.
I like that song better. Significantly better.
I feel like every Maroon 5, like, cycle, like, I really like one of the songs. Like, I remember that, I forget which album it is, but the album with Sugar, I was like, man, Sugar,
was that
I
five?
Really like this song.
Yeah.
And the other one, it was, like, Maps and mm-hmm. Animals.
What was the one with the wedding video?
Animals was
that
weird.
Was Sugar.
That was
Sugar.
Sugar. Yeah, that was a great song.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, well, let's move along. So other ones, Boot Up, I mean, that's kind of, I feel like, the surprise.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Song of the Summer, but, like, the surprise hit.
Huge.
And
hit.
And that was another one, too, where, and I'm trying to think, it wasn't a viral thing, but, like, she was touring and she wasn't even playing the song live necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of, you know, it's one of those things that I don't know if it was, like, fans or radio picked up on it, but it wasn't being worked hardcore as a single, but it just started to really get traction. But it's just like, it's one of those songs, I really love it, the LMA's Boot Up. It's just, you hear it the first time and you're like, oh, this is kind of cool. But then you find like the Boot Up just repeating in your head over and over. And then eventually you're like, well, I guess I have to listen to it again. And then you're totally hooked.
And you're trapped for life.
You're trapped for life.
Great song. I mean, it's just, it's one of those things where sometimes you feel like, you know, all of like top 40 radio is, you know, pre-program and pre-design like design is just all superstars, but then you have something like Boot Up that just kind of sneaks in and is totally unexpected and totally organic in the sense that people just really like it. Like, that's why it's a big hit. There's no real gimmickry.
Well, that's kind of the Cardi B thing too, like Bodak Yellow just kind of like, it wasn't like, you know, bigwigs decided this was going to be a smash. It just like had
happened,
a very organic rise because people were, you know, people really liked it, and then, you know, Cardi B is a superstar.
Yep.
So I'll be curious to see if LMA, I mean, the Trip song was good.
Yeah.
You know, if she's gonna, if
still
this,
like that song.
If she's gonna manage to stick around or what.
I was at an LMA show on Monday night in Brooklyn, and people love her. Like, she was like, even looked a little taken aback by how crazy the crowd was.
Yeah.
So,
well, you were in Brooklyn?
That is actually
that's
the craziest
that's
part
crazy.
Of the story. I know. Special Trip.
Wow.
Yeah.
See Boot Up.
When you say she was taken aback by the crowd, do you just mean you running up to her and screaming, please autograph my chest?
Wow. Screaming it. Wow. Yeah. I would say shouting more than screaming.
Yeah. Anyways, well, let's just throw some music in here.
Please autograph my chest.
That was specific.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's not like I've ever done that. That's not why it came to mind.
Are we going to go further down the list?
Yeah. Is there something you want to talk about?
Well, I needed to talk about Ariana.
Yeah.
All right.
The actual best single of the song.
Yeah. So, Ain't No Tears Left to Cry.
Mm-hmm.
which is not the current single, but that is Ariana's her biggest song of the summer so far.
Yeah, even I do like God is a Woman better.
God is a Woman is fantastic, and honestly, I really like.
I can't agree with that. But
the one with Nikki,
the one with Nikki, which now the name
The Light is Coming.
The Light is Coming.
I love that
I think
one
it's
too.
Great. A lot that of people hate later. It. I think it's fantastic.
No, I've never been a bigger Ariana fan than I am at this current point in my life.
Yeah.
You're where,
I don't think she's ever had a Song of Summer hit, though. Has she?
No.
Yes,
it should have been Into You, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Break Free was a really big summer hit.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And Problem, both 2014.
Huh.
Yeah, come on, Lindsay.
So sorry.
Yeah. No, I think No Tears Left to Cry is probably my favorite single of the year. I mean, I wanted to talk about Backstreet Boys because it's fun and like a fun summer song, mm-hmm. but yeah, like... No Tears Left to Cry was the song that whenever it was on, I was excited.
It's such a jam. Yeah. That perfect marriage between jam and bop, right?
Yep.
All right. I'll see you later, guys.
Yeah.
Bye, Joe.
But yeah, well, anyways, we also have, so earlier this summer, Billboard, the magazine, published a few predictions of Song of the Summer. So are there any of those we want to run through? We got most of them right for the
We really did. There's only one.
With the exception of the Calvin Harris Dua Lipa song.
One Kiss.
One Kiss, which is actually a huge hit in Europe. But we're not Billboard Europe, so I don't know why it was in our magazine. No, but that one, yeah, didn't really land at radio. But everything else... I'm grabbing this magazine right now.
Shawn Mendes in My Blood is
he's
big.
I think he's clutching on at number 20 right now, though.
Oh.
Shawn Mendes in My Blood could have been bigger, but still doing very well. We had Boot Up in there. I Like It. Nice for What. Ariana. Boom. We're right. We got everything correct. We win.
Well, and then in terms of what hadn't come out yet that we were considering, Troye Sivan, not even close. Nicki Minaj, nowhere close.
Vicious. Lindsay's vicious
today. Wow. The claws come out.
Christina? Ugh. Fall in Line didn't have a shot, but I love that song.
There was no chance that was going to be a
Or Accelerate?
Song of the summer. Yeah. No chance. I'm just... Wow.
Fine.
No shade, but like this is not her year.
We talked about Kanye and then BTS, but that hasn't come out yet. Love Yourself, Tear.
That is out. Yeah.
What's the one that's coming out?
Love Another Yourself. Album.
Oh.
Another album.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Well...
No, they had a top 10 hit.
True.
So they're doing their thing. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think all of these albums were things that didn't come out, but I think people were obviously talking a ton about the Nicki stuff and people are still talking about Troye. I mean, obviously Astroworld by Travis Scott was huge,
mm-hmm.
but was more of a surprise release. So yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I think the only other surprising ones, and we didn't have Post Malone on there, Psycho has had really incredible staying power.
That is surprising, yeah.
You know, I'll be honest, that's another one of those songs where I'm like, okay, sure, that's a song. Don't have strong feelings one way or the other. But people respond to it, I guess. People like it.
Mm-hmm.
And Juice WRLD's Lucid Dreams, which...
Huge.
That song
hit,
has totally grown
huge
on
hit.
Me lately.
And yeah, it's definitely grown on me. That was one of those things, I think the first time I heard it, I was kind of like, this? Why do people?
It was
and then,
easy
like,
to
it's,
dismiss it first.
It is easy to dismiss, but I think I was wrong to do so.
As was I.
And I think Juice WRLD is pretty interesting. So
yeah.
I'm excited to see where that goes.
What's interesting is that I grabbed a meal with the guys from Interscope Records who are behind Boot Up and Juice WRLD, Lucid Dream, and like
did they
just
walk
both...
into the room popping champagne bottles?
I mean,
just laughing maniacally.
It was funny because, you know, from their perspective, you dream of like a slow growing like out of nowhere hit like Boot Up or Lucid
like
Dreams, and they had both of them. Yeah,
right.
So it was pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to some of Lucid Dreams. So Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams. Here it is.
I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point why I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one.
All right. I mean, that's kind of did the rundown. So, I mean, I think, so what's our conclusion? Summer 2018.
It was hot.
It was hot. The music did the music match the heat of the planet?
Well done.
I mean, hip hop's bigger than ever. I think that that is kind of the conclusion when you have like Juice WRLD as one of the biggest songs of the summer. You have Cardi, you have Drake.
Right. I mean,
you have obviously like XXXTentacion, Sad was a huge hit this summer. Post Malone, like are just these are massive songs, and you have like the pop outliers like an Ariana, but those are more and more increasingly the outliers.
Yeah. This is true. I mean, I mean, in terms of like the biggest songs, though, the only ones that aren't hip hop, of course, you mentioned Ariana. There's The Middle, Zedd, Maren Morrison Gray. And then, you know, Boot Up is R&B, but even that obviously has a pretty strong hip hop influence production wise.
Especially with all the remixes. So
I mean, and I guess the other one would be meant to be the Bebe Rexha Florida Georgia Line song. Which is big,
we'll
big
be talking
country
about
smash,
that song
country record breaking country song.
Yeah.
And made some headway on pop radio.
And meanwhile, The Middle just broke a record for most weeks number one on our dance electronic songs chart. So crazy.
What previously held the record? Not to put you on the
Absolutely
spot.
Absolutely zero idea. Right. I know Meant to Be broke Sam Hunt's record. Like a back road. But not sure what The Middle did.
Yeah. Anyways, though. All right. Well, I'm curious, though. I mean, genuinely curious. So please tweet what your pick for Song of the Summer is. What the most, you know, just either what you think the best song is or the song that you just can't stop listening to, even if you don't think it's the best, but it's just one of those guilty pleasures you can't get enough of.
Yeah.
So tweet at us, and next time we will be chatting about Lindsay's favorite, an artist who's been around for years, but Lindsay just discovered Ariana Grande.
Discovered her myself.
Sweetener comes out very soon, and we'll chat about that, which I'm super psyched for. I cannot wait for this album.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. Anyways, thank you for listening. As always, we said this last week, rate us on iTunes.
Give us that rating.
Give us a rating. Yeah. And we'll catch you next time.
Bye, guys.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.